In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When the Old Testament believer entered the tabernacle, he saw that bronze altar. The smoke, the fire, the blood splattered against the sides. The sacrifice burning on top. It was there that God met his people to bless them and to be their God. Immediately behind the bronze altar, between that bronze altar and the holy place, was the bronze basin used for washing. In Solomon's temple, it was roughly 9,000 gallons deep, or 3/4 of a swimming pool. It was not used for the washing of the sacrifices, but it was used for the washing of the priests. They must wash if they are to be clean. Whenever they went up to the altar, they had to wash their hands and their feet. Whenever they went into the holy place to perform any duty, they had to wash their hand and their feet. The priests were different, set apart from the people of Israel. They followed the high priest who was holy to the Lord, and so they also were holy to the Lord. They assisted him with the temple ceremonies and the sacrifices. And God demanded that all must be pure and holy. Now recall, for the Old Testament, that meant an outward purity and an outward blamelessness. The body was meant to instruct the soul. So no defilement, no dirt, no stain, no dust. But be pure, holy, and without blemish. So their hands were sanctified with water for the work of God, handling the sacrifices, offering the incense, lifting their hands up in prayer for God's people. And their feet were cleansed from all the defiled places in which they had walked. For they now stood on holy ground next to that altar or inside the holy place. They could not simply take a bath or wash in their houses, but they had to be cleansed with God's water in God's house, for he alone could clean them outwardly. He alone could make them fit for his service. So if they failed to wash, or if they washed with some other water, then they died. They were cut off from the Lord, from the priesthood, from the sacrifices, from the prayers, from that holy nation. The teaching is quite clear that the impure and unclean cannot serve a pure and holy God. And also, God must make his priests pure and clean, and he does it through water. And so the bronze basin was tied to the priests. Only after washing were they then allowed to serve God. Now the reality, of course, is Christ. No one can be cleansed from sin if Christ is not sacrificed. The death of Christ alone brings that perfect cleansing, purity, life, holiness, a restoration back to life and immortality. It alone grants us entrance into the holy heaven of God. And so there stands open that holy side of Christ, mingled with blood and water flowing for the cleansing of nations. No other water will do. You can't choose to cleanse yourself at home. You must be washed with this rosy red baptism. You cannot wash yourself clean. God must wash you clean. So united to his word, this water cleanses your hand and your feet, your hands and your feet, and also your body and your soul. Cleanses you outwardly and inwardly, your mind and your spirit. Yes, even the hairs of your head and the very atoms that make up your body are washed clean. None is forgotten. This precious bath has made you priests of God. Matters not if you are male or female, young or old, pastor or parishioner. All God's people are his priests. Christ alone is the great high priest, but he became man so that he might bring us men into his priestly work. He offered the one sacrifice that atones for sin, but now he has sanctified you. And he is not ashamed to call you his brothers in this priestly work. He consecrated himself so that you might be sanctified in him, and walk in the way of the truth. So you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called out of the world to offer sacrifices to God, who himself has called you into his wonderful light. Your priesthood far surpasses that Levitical priesthood. You have far better offerings and are far better equipped to serve. Your hands are cleansed so that you might lift them up in prayer to God and in service to one another. Your feet are cleansed so that you might walk in the way of his holy commands. Your heart is cleansed so that you might love God even as he has loved you. Your conscience is cleansed so that you might serve God without fear, living in the joy and freedom of his gospel. So Christ remains the source of your holiness. His death, his washing, has made you holy and pleasing for this service before God. So your life, your work, your service, all that you do is inseparably united to Christ. So first comes that bronze altar, then comes the bronze basin. First comes the death of Christ, then come the waters of holy baptism. And only then can you now enter into the holy place to serve God as priests of God. So again, nothing has changed. God has not altered his theology one bit. It has remained the same. One is a shadow, one is the reality. The baptized priests continue to serve God in the holy place. For daily you live in the presence of God. You never leave his presence. Where you go, there he goes. And whatever you do, Jesus receives it as a service done to him. It need not be some great act of religious piety, but simply carrying out your daily work, whether it be at your job or at home, at school or even at play. Your daily chores are your priestly works that he has given you to do. And he receives your charity. He receives your kind words. He receives your love and your embrace. He receives your hard work and your service. For God has made you his priests, washed with his water, made holy to the Lord, fit for his service. And so the vocation that you have, whichever it may be, is a holy, priestly vocation. Whether you are a child or an adult, male or female, pastor or parishioner, whatever is done by God's holy priests is holy to the Lord. So you have been given this status not simply for your own benefit, but for the good of others. You represent the people to God. You serve others. You pray for all people. Yes, even for those who inflict harm and suffering upon you or upon others. You do good to all people as you have opportunity. Not only do you represent people to God, but you also represent God to people. When they see you, they should seek their God and Savior. When they hear you speak, they should hear their God speak. When they see you work, they should see their Savior work. For you are not your own. You have been made priests called to serve God day and night in his holy temple. You never get a day off, never a moment to rest or get away. But daily you serve him to the praise and glory of his name. The priests were God's people. He was their inheritance. He washed them. He made them holy. And again, all of that is still true today. When a priest rejected that water, he was cut off from the people of God. So those who reject the waters of holy baptism suffer death. If the priest who did not wash died, how much more will those who do not wash in Christ also perish? For such a person does not reject an outward cleansing, but he rejects the inward renewal of the Spirit. He rejects the blood of Christ and even despises the sacrifice of Christ. For no one can enter the kingdom of God, no one can serve God unless he is washed with water and the Spirit. If he is not, If he rejects this bath, then he is cut off from God's people, from the priesthood, and from the holy nation. All the baptized are priests of God. All these priests are serving God in the vocations he has given, serving with Christ and serving under Christ. But Christ alone has torn the curtain. Christ alone has cleansed us with his own blood. And he alone presents us to God as holy and blameless, so that we might forever serve before him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.